For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. They give expert advice in both places, and they carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including, of course, their own Pathway products. Now, they've got a big sale going on through July 15th. So make sure you get down there through July 15th. Big sale. Now, we have a guest today, and I think this is really a good subject. We're going to talk with Jeff Moore, who's president of the International Pacific Seafoods and Wild Things Seafood and Steaks. I love that. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dana. It's an honor to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, first of all, and then we're going to get into our discussion of seafood and myths and misconceptions about seafood and high-efficiency proteins and the challenges of that and some summer barbecue tips, and that's just great. So, Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization.
Okay, will do. Yeah, International Pacific Seafoods itself has been around for almost 40 years now, and it's that company, which is what we call, quote-unquote, the mothership, no pun intended, we are importers and processors, wholesalers, and marketers of premium chef-ready seafood to the food service trade, which is restaurants, institutions, resorts. We sell to people like the Cheesecake Factory, which is the most successful restaurant chain on the planet. BJ's restaurants and out in the West, the Lazy Dog Cafe, and several restaurant chains, but we sell through major distributors like Sysco Food Service and US Foods, Shamrock, and many others, FSA, and large distributors like that. And we are primarily a frozen seafood company. We represent some fresh people, but we are frozen, and we are caught, handled, and processed to be frozen, which means our seafood that we produce and process has been frozen at sea or frozen same day. And so in a lot of cases, that seafood is fresher than fresh, because the definition of fresh, Dana, what do you think the definition of fresh fish is? What's your definition? Let's start.
You've got me stumped, because I think I would have to think about it. Most people would think fresh means just caught.
Right.
And ready, you know, you're eating it or caught that day.
Yeah, like on the plate, you know, if you're in Maryland or in Santa Barbara and you walk into the restaurant and on the chalkboard it says the fish on your plate tonight was swimming in the ocean this morning. That's our definition of fresh, right? You know,
yes.
That's it. The industry's definition of fresh is never been frozen, regardless of age. And so when you see swordfish that's caught June 15th, fresh swordfish, I use the quotes, the air quotes now.
Yes.
Fresh swordfish that was caught on June 15th in Fiji is fresh swordfish being served on your plate on 4th of July. That doesn't kind of constitute fresh to me. And that is the fresh seafood industry. Not that there's bad fresh. I think there's fantastic fresh seafood, and they do a great job. And there's some companies that are fantastic, whether it's in Maryland or all the way over here in California and parts in between. It's just for us, we target frozen seafood, you know, and frozen at sea, caught to be frozen seafood. And so that's what we do there. Wild Things Seafood and Steaks is a company that started in 2009. My dad was like, I want to start a store. I want to have a store where we can sell direct to consumer. Well, 2009 was probably the last time anybody's thinking about opening a business and having a storefront after what we just went through in 2007 and 2008. And a guy that I work with came in and was just talking to me one day and just said, "Hey, I've got this great concept I've been thinking about for responsible, sustainable, quality seafood." And I go, "What is it?" He goes, "It's called Wild Things." And I said, "That's a great name." I go, "What's going on with that?" And he says, "Well," he goes, "I've had this idea for like 7 years, and I just have this idea." And while I'm sitting there, I literally called my IP attorney and I said, "I'd like to register the name Wild Things Seafood for the distribution of seafood and wholesale of seafood." And then I called my IT guy and I said, "I'd like to register wildthingsseafood.com and wildthingsseafood.com, all these different things." And he's just like, "What happened?" I go, "I took action." And I said, "We started this company and it hasn't been, this monstrous success, but boy, I'll tell you, the groundswell of high," and you've used the term, I think you said efficiency, it's efficacy seafood, high efficacy proteins has really helped build our business. Worked with a lot of wellness entrepreneurs, such as, and practitioners like Village Green and Mark, and we are really gaining traction, I think, in the high efficacy protein, which is that in when you talk about high efficacy protein, it's grass-fed, grass-finished, no hormones, no antibiotics ever. So it's referred to as a never-ever protein. And then you keep adding efficacies, like is it cage-free versus free-range? And we'll talk about that in a little bit. Is it animal humane? How is this animal treated? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, back in the day, I'm like, "Well, we're going to be killing this for food anyway. What do you mean? How is it treated?" And literally the way that animal was treated while it was alive, the stress that it was under really affects the nutrient value in the protein. And so we sell high efficacy proteins online, and this is direct to consumer. So we take our chef ready quality seafood and protein that is once was only available to the most discriminating chefs in the country, and we've made it direct to the consumer through Wild Things Seafood and Steaks. And so that's that. As for me, I'm fourth generation food service. I mean, I've grown up in this business in Orange County, California, fourth generation in Orange County. So I've been in the restaurant side. I've been in every single side of the food service business, and I'm in the supply chain side, which is so fun. I get to travel around the world sourcing seafood and then come back and tell stories about it. So that's probably a long-winded version of what we do and who I am, and that's where we are today.
Well, it's fascinating, and this concept of fresh frozen is certainly applicable to vegetables, all kinds of foods.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a farmer's market and it can be a day old, even though it's freshly picked, it may be a day old or longer before you get it. I mean, when we have our own gardens and we go out and we pick those that moment and serve them, that's very easy. But this fresh frozen is very interesting because I think the idea of frozen at one time was it's not fresh, but you have given us the proper definition and you're right on because there's less time for deterioration.
Correct.
And that's what I hear you saying.
Yes, very much so. And the nutrient value, obviously, if something is caught and eaten within a day or two, yeah, absolutely, you've got some great nutrient value. But truly, how things are handled, we have a slogan, all fish are not created equal. And it's really all seafood is not created equal. And it's how is that product handled when it comes out of the water? How is that product handled when it's at the farm or, with the packer? And all of those things, the way it's handled all the way through that processing chain and through the supply chain, is going to dictate the type of performance. I think quality, I think people get so wrapped up in quality. Quality is just literally a measurement of, is this the same way every single day? You know, there's quality metrics. You and I will look at performance. Like, I like, you know, I like a not a heavier tasting fish, but I really like king salmon, or somebody might think that that tastes too salmony or something like that. But the performance is subjective. Quality is, hey, how do we make this the same way every day, no matter who is getting this product? And that's what we really dedicate ourselves to.
Well, it's an interesting, your story is quite interesting, and I really like the title, Wild Things.
Yeah, isn't it great? I can't believe it wasn't taken.
Yes, that's amazing. So give us a contact. How can people contact you via email and a website?
Oh, yeah, okay. So wildthingsseafood.com. www.wildthingsseafood.com, and our phone number, if you want to call and ask anything, you can ask. And actually, my dad, who's 75 years old, still works at the company, and anybody that wants to call and ask any question about seafood or cooking or anything, we send them to my dad. It's just awesome.
You know? Great,
and,
great.
And he's really a great cook. You knows food, knows preparation, as really well read. And so you would dial our number 866-360-FISH, 866-360-3474. And if you have any questions about cooking or food, or want to talk about, you know, what cut should I use and how should I prepare this, and how can I really wow my you know, guests tonight at dinner, he's the guy to call. You call and ask for Jay.
Well, that's excellent. We're going to carry on this conversation in the next three segments, and I think this was a wonderful introduction. So if you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on the benefits of clean and lean proteins, grass-fed steaks, free-range chicken, and wild-caught seafood.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on stress and inflammation. Now, today's guest is Jeff Moore, president of Pacific Seafoods and Wild Things Seafood and Steaks. We're talking about the benefits of clean and lean proteins, grass-fed steaks, free-range chicken, and wild-caught seafood. Before we ended the first segment, Jeff gave us information for ordering directly. Consumers can order direct through wildthingsseafood.com or call 866-360-3474 and ask questions, place orders, get information. So, Jeff, let's continue this conversation. Give us again your definition of fresh, because I think it's important that we emphasize this.
Absolutely. And first, just let me just, I hate to correct you, it's International Pacific Seafoods.
Thank you.
And there's a difference because Pacific Seafoods is a different company.
International. Good.
International
thank you.
Pacific Seafoods. So fresh, the industry definition of fresh has never been frozen regardless of age. And so, like you were talking about, whether it was vegetables, that the seafood will start, there's some degradation to that, and it starts to break down. And, whether you were human beings or seafood, we are still dealing with a tremendous amount of water content in our body, you know, anywhere from 74% to 84% water is our body. And you can imagine seafood has quite a lot of water. And so the longer it is in the fresh state, the more dehydrated that gets, and it loses its nutrients. But again, there is fantastic seafood out there that is fresh seafood. I do not want to say anything about that. What I do want to address is the misconception. I only want fresh seafood. It's like, well, what's fresh? And that's where we get into this conversation. What if I'm going to freeze this right when it comes on board? You know, swordfish within 45, bled and frozen within 45 minutes, cryogenically frozen. You start to think about, you know, going to Japan. And when you think about Japan, you think of the greatest seafood in the world and you know, Hiro Sushi and all these things, the movies and things they write about, and this wonderful bluefin tuna, controversial bluefin tuna, that is the best tuna in the world. Well, you go to Japan for tuna like that, and you go to the market there, that is frozen solid. You look at it, looks like a big white, you know, fish that is just so white because it's been frozen so solid that's what they do with this fish. So it maintains its freshness. And actually, the truest measure of freezing and keeping it fresher than fresh for the longest time is something called super freezing, where you're freezing it at 40 below zero and holding it there. Now, that does create a great fish and for longer, but as you can imagine, point to the person you know that has a 40 below zero freezer. And so it creates some supply chain issues. So, you know, that's kind of the big challenge. But never been frozen, regardless of age, is the fresh. The other misconception that I always hear, and there's some validity to it. And I think that in a lot of these things, have you ever heard the term 90% science?
Yes.
It's right. So it's the 10% that really is the game changer, you know. And so people go, I only want wild seafood. I only want wild fish. And I'm like, okay, why? Because wild fish is better. What makes it better? Because it's not full of chemicals and things. I said, so you're saying that farmed is full of chemicals? And they're like, yeah. What chemicals? Well, I don't know, like antibiotics and things. And so we use the term high efficacy, right, in the protein, well, in any farmed thing. So if we can find a farmed fish that doesn't have any antibiotics in it, no hormones, no unnatural chemicals, no unnatural feed, no non-GMO feed, and it's handled properly, what's the difference? Well, because it's farmed. But so are your vegetables. So's the meat you're eating, you know. And so I said, you know, we need to start looking about how it's farmed. And so farm-raised fish that you look at and has no antibiotics, no hormones added, no unnatural feed, it's non-GMO, there's some fabulous farm-raised seafood, out there. There's a fish, have you ever heard of a fish called barramundi?
Yes.
Okay. Well, barramundi is the Aboriginal love fish, okay? It was originally raised in Australia, in Darwin, Australia, as a sustenance fish for northern Australia. And that fish is raised from Australis, who's a company that's pretty close to you up north a little bit on the eastern seaboard. They have raised this fish, Australis barramundi, that Dr. Oz actually calls one of the top five superfoods, because it's raised properly without any chemicals, without any antibiotics, where it's completely responsibly and sustainably raised. And it is richer in, it has the same omega-3 as a good salmon and half the calories. And it is a fantastic fish. I don't know if you've heard of a person by the name of J.J. Virgin.
Yes, we've interviewed.
J.J. and I cooked this barramundi at her house, and she's like, farm-raised fish. And I start telling her, she goes, okay, well, cool. So we had this conversation. She cracks out some macadamia nut oil, and we did this fish in a pan with a little bit of macadamia nut oil and lemon. OMG. This was so fabulous. It's just such a favorite fish of mine, and it is the guy that runs this, Josh Goldman, that's the CEO of the company, is so dedicated to producing quality, healthy food. This man is at the forefront of aquaculture in this world. I mean, there's just the advances that are being made in aquaculture. So exciting. So to say no farm-raised fish, I'll tell you right now, if you and I were in charge of the United States and we said, okay, we're going to outlaw farm-raised salmon into the United States. Okay, so Dana and Jeff are the new, you know, prime ministers of the new United States of America, and we say no farm-raised fish, no farm-raised salmon in the United States, we would have enough salmon produced in Alaska to satisfy the United States demand for 6 weeks a year. So
pretty
narrow.
You
can imagine that now, you know, we start to look, and by 2025, we're going to have 2 billion more people on this earth. 2 billion more people, Dana, are coming to dinner. What are we going to feed them? And so aquaculture is a way to sustain our society, our humanity. And so we're looking at high efficacy proteins, whether you're talking about beef or chicken or pork or seafood, as a way of delivering healthful food. And so to look and just be this black and white, no farmed seafood. I was with a friend of mine who used to sit there and think about farm-raised shrimp in India, and you're like, India, boy, the infrastructure there's kind of, you know, not real good. These guys are one of the top shrimp producers in the world, and they have an antibiotic-free shrimp that is the cleanest shrimp that the world has ever seen. And Cheesecake Factory has just switched 2 million pounds a year of their shrimp from a wild Mexican to this shrimp, this antibiotic-free shrimp. And it's just such a high-efficacy shrimp. It's, one, it's fabulous eating. They can always count on it. When you've got something wild, you're thinking of the last hunted food of man. So you may or may not have that. If you're a large restaurant chain that counts on your ability to provide that to a customer because they come in for that product, the last thing you want is something that may or may not be available. especially a signature item like that. And so they've been able to count on this new shrimp, and they are really, you know, Cheesecake Factory, who's, again, like the most successful restaurant chain as far as units, they do over $10 million a unit annually. And they are looking at the quality of food and dedicating themselves to creating more healthful alternatives all the time. And this is one of their moves to do that. And it's been very successful for them. So farmed versus wild, there's a big misconception there. There is really, really bad, even in tilapia. You know, I don't know, are you a fan of tilapia at all?
Not usually.
Okay, so there's the majority of tilapia that's raised out there is raised horrifically. Okay, it's polycultured, which means that they're raising it next to hog farms, and you can imagine what they're spraying off into these tilapia pens, and that's the low end of tilapia, and that's where tilapia gets that muddy taste. That ain't mud. But then there are high efficacy tilapia farmers like Regal Springs, who only has their pens in open water and feeds the tilapia floating feed, non-GMO feed, floating feed, so the tilapia has to go up to the top of the water to be able to get their feed. And that makes a big difference in that. And so there's things, and by the way, the seafood industry is responsible for sharing this stuff with you, and they suck at it. And so there's some great things that are being done. Alaska seafood is the purest sense of seafood on the planet. And they have the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, obviously, you know, Deadliest Catch. And I was just with Sig Hansen from the Northwestern last week at an event, talking to him. And, you know, they're a huge body of intellect and quality and dedication. But no matter what the seafood industry seems to be trying to do, Americans are eating less and less seafood. I mean, I think it was 5, maybe 7 years ago tops, we were eating 16.3 pounds per capita a year of seafood, and now we're eating 14 pounds per capita of seafood. Now, in the world of food, that's not a lot.
It certainly isn't. It really isn't.
Especially when you can consider that as Americans, I think we eat like 36 pounds of French fries a year. So it's tragic. And my question is, what is the seafood industry doing to get next to the other high efficacy proteins? These people that are non-GMO, chicken, you know, the antibiotic-free ABF, never ever chicken, and the beef industry and the pork that's becoming high efficacy, the lamb. Why aren't we in their kitchen? Why aren't we working with them, the ones that are selling 80, or, you know, people are consuming 80 to 120 pounds of that protein a year? Why wouldn't we get involved with these people instead of standing back here and saying, because we're seafood, we're going to just help, you know, we want people to eat more seafood. Well, how's that working for you?
Well,
let's
go into more depth on this in the next segment for sure. And what I want to do then is make sure that consumers know how to tell the good farm-raised from the bad farm-raised, to be simplistic. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Now through July 18th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality Pathway brand, save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary Big Summer Sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And just a reminder that Village Green has a fabulous sale, and it's going on actually through July 18th. So make sure you avail yourself of the opportunity. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please tune in for Kevin's discussion next Sunday on stress and inflammation. Now, today's guest is Jeff Moore, president of International Pacific Seafoods and Wild Things Seafood and Steaks. We've been talking about the benefits of clean and lean proteins, grass-fed steaks, free-range chicken, and wild-caught seafood. What I'm interested in is having you talk a little bit more about the way a consumer can identify healthy farm-raised seafood. So, Jeff, take it away.
Yeah. You know what, Dana? First, I'd like to just remind the listeners that how to get a hold of us. And I also have a gift for everybody listening today. And what we've got is, first of all, Wild Things, www.wildthingsseafood.com. And if you go there and you look around and you see some seafood or some grass-fed, grass-finished never-ever beef or chicken that we sell there, and you want to take advantage of that, I want to give you a little gift. No matter what your order size, so there's no minimum order, I'm going to give you $40 towards your first order. $40 towards your first order when you use promo code WILDVILLAGE in the checkout. And so WILDVILLAGE in the checkout, the promotion code or discount code, will take $40 right off your order. So if you were to order, you know, just a little bit of chicken and with shipping and everything, the order's $42, that actually only costs you $2. So I challenge you to experience Wild Things. You know, we can sit here and tell you all the great quality that we have, but the best way for you to see what we do is for you to experience it, and that's we want to be able to do that by giving you $40 towards your first order.
And so, that promo code is one word, Wild Village.
Wild Village. Wild Village, one word. Throw it right in there, and you'll get $40 off your order. So hopefully that's something your guests, your audience will enjoy.
Yes, they will. And we talked a lot in the second segment about the benefits of healthy farm-raised seafood. Can you tell us when that consumer's purchasing, whether they're going into a store, Whole Foods, where even online, how can they identify healthy?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And I think that at this point, it's about looking at brands. Okay, so when you're looking at seafood at Whole Foods, certainly that there is a there's a dedication that Whole Foods has to this high efficacy, safe farm practices at Whole Foods. And so, but for those of you that and for those that cannot afford the, you know, price tag at Whole Foods, they, even though they have some great pricing on some of their own brand, their private brands, you're going to a Costco or you're going to just a regular retailer and you're saying, hey, I really like, you know, the price, I want to eat more seafood, I can't afford some of this seafood, and so you're back to the tilapia thing. Well, really, you're going to look at for two different types of tilapia, and that is going to be either Regal Springs brand tilapia or Tropical brand tilapia, and those would be the two that are the ones that the brands that represent what we're talking about here with high efficacy, natural feed, open pens, not pond raised tilapia. There's definitely others, and I would certainly look to your local grocer to be able to provide that information to you, because if they have a supplier like me, we're going to help them with that. And all of their suppliers should be dedicated to delivering and providing the highest quality fish for you, the most healthful fish. And if they're not available, then they're not.
Okay? Let me ask you this. My assumption is that I'm familiar with Whole Foods, and they do describe very carefully all of the types of seafood, where it comes from, the quality.
Yep.
Is this what's on the label if you're buying a frozen package? Will they say high efficacy, open pens, et cetera?
No. You say high efficacy to somebody, the first question they're going to say is, what the heck does that mean? You're going to look at, if you look and you find and you specifically look for either Tropical or Regal Springs at Costco. Let's say you go to Costco to get your seafood because the pricing's good. And you look for Regal Springs brand. You look and see on their bag, they're going to talk about spring water polished tilapia and what they do and their dedication. People like Regal, people like Tropical, people like Astralis Barramundi, those people are going to be very transparent about what they do and how they produce their seafood. And those are the people that you want your partners. You want partners no matter where you are, whether you're selecting your seafood or you're just selecting, you know, a counselor, a private counselor for high school or a doctor or whatever. You're looking for people to be transparent. Village Green is, and the apothecary is exactly the epitome of what we're talking about here as far as transparency and openness to be able to provide specific healthful solutions specifically for the customer or patient. And that's what all food, because if you think about food versus supplements or food versus pharmacy, you know, the things that we're putting in our body more than we are supplements and vitamins, it's our food. Our food is what's going to derive and generate our health. And the more the things that we eat all the time, what they ate, J.J. Virgin says, it's not what you eat, it's what you eat ate. And so the companies that are dedicated to that are the companies that are front and center. So when you start to even Google things about, you know, high quality Barramundi or quality tilapia or something, these people will explain very clearly why they're different. And so those three names or four names, Whole Foods is obviously dedicated to that. You know, it's funny now, even Walmart, who doesn't come to the forefront, you know, of this, you know, efficacy program, is saying that within a couple of years, all of their stuff, you know, what they're going to be serving is non-GMO. It's going to be the high efficacy proteins. They're dedicated to this. And that's really a problem right now. Okay. As much as that's like, hey, right on, man, let's, you know, let these guys go. Think about this. You guys have Chipotle back there. Chipotle's as far as fast casual restaurants. The Chipotle effect, they have really almost saved the restaurant industry. You know, the bolstering of the restaurant industry and the increases of the industry are based in fast casual, and Chipotle is the clear leader in that area. Chipotle announces that they're not going to use any GMO food anymore. Well, that hurt them because their pork has to be non-GMO. The amount of the supply of pork that's in this world, around the world, 100% of the supply of the pork in the world doesn't even satisfy the demand of Chipotle. Chipotle's demand represents 125% of the global high-efficacy non-GMO pork supply. It's like the farmers have not caught up to this yet. So when Whole Foods says, hey, you've got a couple of years to get this going, at least they're respecting the grow cycle of food. And so they're allowing for farmers to retool, to build into this thing. It's these large companies that are saying, effective immediately, we're not going to do this. Well, that means they're just not going to have some food to sell you, because nobody's going to sell anybody 100% of what they do. That just is a dangerous business model altogether. And so it's tough, because you've got someone like Mary's Chicken out here that sells everything they can to Whole Foods, and then the rest of it they sell to the food service industry. Well, if Whole Foods is dictating what's available to the food service industry, then Whole Foods is the first, they're the priority. Everybody else gets everything else. So that means that people that are selling Mary's Chicken may or may not have that chicken on their menu 40% of the time. You know, so they're serving something else. But what we have is a company called Global Protein Group, there where we are dedicated to delivering high efficacy consistently and economically. And so whether it's chicken, the high efficacy chickens, the beef, the pork, seafood, whatever it is, we're putting programs together with restaurants now that are saying, not only are we going to be able to do this affordably for you, but we're going to make sure that we guarantee you the supply. And the groundswell right now in the industry, the groundswell by the public, through you know, companies and businesses like Village Green, they are all dedicating themselves and their message to higher quality, high efficacy protein and food. And the groundswell is actually outpacing the farmer's ability to supply it. And so right now it's a challenging time, and so you do have to dedicate yourself to look and make better choices for food. It's not just about going to the retail store and saying, "Oh, look, this is, you know, I'm getting, you know, beef, you know, ground chuck for $1.50 a pound today." Great, you know, it's like there's a reason for that. It might be a lost leader, but it's also, we're not talking about high efficacy grass fed, grass finished, never ever ground beef. And so, you know, it does cost a little bit more than the cheapest stuff, but it's really, as this thing will evolve, you're going to find it being an economical solution for the consumer as well.
And I think what we all find is when you have a high quality seafood, high quality steak, high quality chicken, the taste is so different, you don't need to do a lot to it. In fact, the less you do, as you described using macadamia nut oil with the Barramundi and how delicious it was, a little bit of lemon, when you have a quality product, that taste speaks for itself. And you don't want to put a lot of other flavors in there. You just want that natural flavor.
Yep, they are. And you're right. It's funny. People were, I was in this panel meeting last week, and they were talking about seafood, and they're like, the number one reason people don't cook seafood at home is they don't know what to do with it. And I'm like, uh-oh, kind of raising my hand, doing the Rain Man thing with the uh-ohs. And they go, what? And I go, number one reason people don't eat seafood at home is they hate seafood because they were raised eating crappy seafood.
Fish sticks.
Their recognition of that, and they're like, oh, well, yeah. And I'm like, well, okay, but let's recognize that and then know that the second reason is because people don't know what to do with it. So that's simple enough. But the third reason is really important too, and that is they don't like the way the house smells.
Yes.
After they cook seafood. So what are we doing to address the top three reasons? Instead of just assuming that this one is the one and it's the only one, let's address the top three reasons that people hated what they ate before. And when somebody provides them a quality, my dedication to my kids, I've got four kids, they've all been raised, and we take them to their friends to restaurants. And I literally say, you know what, you can order anything you want as long as you promise you're going to taste this piece of salmon when it comes to the table. And all of a sudden, these kids are going back home saying, Mr. Moore made me eat salmon. He goes, I think it's great. Can we go back there again? And these parents are coming to me going, whoa, like, what'd you do? And, you know, some of them are like, hey, you're a good salesman. I'm like, I'm not a good salesman. All I'm asking them to do is experience it the way it's supposed to be made. You know, just because you grew up in the Midwest and you just, you know, were eating lake fish and you know, that was heavy in oil and probably didn't smell very good, so you're not feeding it to your family. I just want them to experience it.
That's a good tip. And when we get to the next segment, the final segment, we've got a lot more tips. So if you've just tuned in, you're with us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break with a lot of good information and some tips, some summer barbecue tips from Jeff Moore.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. Non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And speaking of Village Green, this is a reminder, there's a great sale going on through July 18th, so please avail yourself the opportunity. They've got 30% off Pathway Nutrition products, that's their own brand, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So now's the time to get down there and to order. We've been having a very interesting discussion with Jeff Moore, who's president of International Pacific Seafoods and Wild Things Seafoods and Steaks. We've talked about the benefits of clean and lean proteins, grass-fed steaks, free-range chicken, and wild-caught seafood. And we're talking about efficacy. And, Jeff, I'd like you to start off with a definition, again, of efficacy so people understand it, and then we'll give some summer cooking tips.
Efficacies are the responsible ways things are raised, recognizing environmental and nutritional impacts. And so when we're talking about high-efficacy beef, let's say it's grass-fed, grass-finished, no hormones, no antibiotics ever in the growth cycle, and then animal-humane, humanely treated through that. And so that would be representative of high-efficacy beef. In chicken, it's the same thing. It's no GMO, it's a feed, it's no antibiotics, no hormones. Actually illegal to put hormones in chicken in the United States, but no antibiotics ever. So it's a never ever antibiotic free chicken, which, oh, by the way, has become the first criteria of selection for Kaiser Permanente Hospital. Is this a high efficacy protein? Is this antibiotic free? Because of the interactions that some of these antibiotics in food have with treatment, with the treatment that they're treating their patients. And so,
well, that's a big wow. I am impressed. I hope every other medical center follows suit. Hooray.
Well, I'm the sales guy, so I trust me that they will know that.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful.
Sure. But that's so high efficacy is all of those things. Is this, you know, non-GMO feed, grass-fed, grass-finished, never ever, which is the term that means no hormones, no antibiotics ever, and then animal humane, you know, animal welfare. And, you know, even organic is part of a high efficacy, but there's things that are higher than organic. You know, things when you start to see free-range chicken, you know, versus cage-free chicken. Cage-free is actually a higher efficacy than free-range just because of the way the chicken's raised. It's not as high density in the pen as free range is. And so it's, you know, there's just these different elements. And as the kind of quote unquote sales and marketing guy for this, we are definitely going to be developing more and more education, quick hit type education stuff, where a consumer walking into a grocery store, a consumer eating at a restaurant is looking for high efficacy you know, solutions or options on the menu. We're going to be able to provide that over this next year. I mean, this literally, some of this stuff is still back of the napkin type process for us as far as our development stages. But over the next year, we are going to be a go-to place and working with Village Green in getting that word out about high efficacy proteins and where the consumer can obtain that.
I like the word ethical. To me, it's ethical food. Yep. So let's talk about some barbecue tips.
Yeah, so we're in the summer now, and you know, when you look at, there's a couple of tips, and there's some great places to go. So you don't have to always remember everything that I'm telling you here. But you know, as far as seafood goes, people when it's time to barbecue some kind of seafood, generally they're not just barbecuing seafood. They've got hamburgers on there. They've got hot dogs on there. They've got that grill going as hot as they can get it so they can cook as fast as they can cook. And so what ends up happening is seafood starts to dry out. And people go, oh, I don't like it because it was too dry. Halibut being one of them. Halibut's the fish for people that don't like fish, right, because it's just so mild. But people put it on a grill and they're like, oh God, I kind of dried it out or it kind of flaked on me. There's just some very simple things that you can do. One, foil is your friend when you're talking about seafood, okay? Whether you want to foil wrap it or just put foil on the grill itself and then cook that seafood on top of that grill and just make sure on top of that foil and make sure there's a, you know, a good coating of oil on that foil so the seafood flips. That is definitely a good option. There's also these seafood cages, if you will, that you can put your seafood right in these cages, and there's like it looks like a kind of a I guess you call it like a little cage, like a little box on a cage, a narrow box on a cage that you just put right on the grill, and you just flip that cage over, and that'll cook it without the seafood peeling off or flaking off on the grill, okay? But the other thing about seafood that I want everybody to remember is we all are familiar with the term sushi, and people are eating raw fish every single day, okay? Seafood is something that does not require cooking all the way through. Seafood is not chicken. Seafood is not beef. Seafood is not pork. You can sear seafood, literally sear the outside, and eat it. Okay? Even fish like tuna, you know, you see that people are eating sushi. You know, if people don't want sushi, the next best thing is you can take and you can do a blackening rub, and you can, like the same with the foil or some kind of a pan, and just sear it on the outside for 45 seconds, and it's ready to go. Seafood is meant to be eaten raw in a lot of ways. Okay, there's certain seafood you don't want to eat raw, like swordfish. Okay, but there's a lot in mahi mahi or some of the pelagic scromboid type fish. But a lot of seafood, the majority of seafood, is meant to eat raw. So just sear your seafood, sear it for maybe a minute aside, and then let it cook on its own. But foil again is your friend. If you've got a really hot grill and you've got, you know, somebody wants to eat seafood, wrap up and tent up that seafood in a kind of create your own foil little pouch and close that up with lemon in it or any kind of your spices or juices, and literally just put that on the grill. And you can keep it on there the whole time, because all that's doing essentially is steaming that fish. And so as long as you've got that way, the seafood, you know, in that foil pouch, the simplest way of doing it, you know, and putting it in there, you can cook your burgers and your hot dogs all the same time. And when those things are ready, your seafood's ready. Your seafood's been ready. It's just waiting for you there. And so those types of tips are very important. Tips of making sure that you've got plenty of oil on a clean grate, on a clean grill. That is definitely important when you're cooking types of seafood. And you'll always want to cook steaks. When you've got fillets, do not cook fillets straight on the grill. Put those on the foil, like we were just talking about. That's the best way to cook that type of seafood. And then if you're outside, you've got a plug or whatever, and you're still a little wary about, I don't want to put seafood on my grill, and you've got a plug somewhere, put a freaking George Foreman outside. Just put the George Foreman out there and use the seafood on the George Foreman. I do that all the time. I literally used to do a show, do videos about called Cook It, you know, from Freezer to Fork. And I was cooking seafood from frozen using a George Foreman. That's all I was using. It made it so simple. But there's a website I want people to go to if they do want to cook good frozen seafood from frozen. It's called cookitfrozen.com. www.cookitfrozen.com, and that literally will show you how to cook seafood directly from frozen. Because what a lot of people do is they go, oh, I want to eat fish tonight, but it's in the freezer, and I didn't have a chance to thaw it out, or they do something stupid like put it under fresh water to thaw it out, and it just doesn't make it as good. Cookitfrozen.com is the one to go to.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to remind people that they can contact and get information direct as a consumer and order through www.wildthingsseafood.com or call 866-360-3474. And there's a promo code to get $40 off your order using the promo code Wild Village. So thank you, Jeff, for being on the show with us.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it, Dan.
Well, I always learn a lot. And listeners, I hope you've learned a lot. And I want to thank you for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living and 1500 AM. And you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.